Folks, the calendar is going by too fast. Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks.
It always goes by
Holy.
Too fast.
And again, Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday in November every year. All right. The latest date it could be, do the math, is November 28th. Well, bing, that's this year. And it's still going too fast. Do you have your Thanksgiving plans? Do you have food? Maybe some folks are struggling with that. So we welcome back to our show our friend Elaine Beck from State College Food Bank. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For having me.
You're very welcome. Should I assume you folks are like super busy right now?
That's a good assumption.
Less busier than super busy, because that's what we are.
Yeah, okay.
We've seen actually since October to November, we've seen... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. September to October, we saw a 16% increase spike in the number of people we're serving.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I like to think on the positive side. I hope that means we're reaching the people that need us and that they know we're here to help them.
All right, now here's a silly question. 16%, how do you count? I mean, how do you figure that out?
Well, I did the math from the number of households we served in September to October, and it was a 16% difference of increase. But we count households, individuals, and we keep really good track of who we're serving.
How are we doing in terms of meeting that demand? In other words, and is there anything specific that we could really use this if you're out there and willing to make donations ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah, so we, with more people, we need more food is really what it boils down to. So in-kind donations, food drives, which we're going to talk about today, or financial donations help us purchase and discount and cost. So really kind of helping us get that food we need to serve all of those people.
If people are able, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but better to give a gift certificate or just cash so that, as you said, you can make a bigger purchase with and get more value for the dollar.
Yes, we can definitely make a donor dollar go a little bit further just because of the places we have the ability to order through. And in bulk, we can order at like a lower cost. However, every can, every donation makes a difference. And any food we don't have to purchase that's been donated to us just makes things easier.
Right.
So.
Let's get some background here, Elaine.
Okay.
I'm assuming folks have heard of the State College Food Bank, at least.
I hope so.
Tell us about your effort. How are you connected? Like, I'm from Penns Valley. There's food bank things going on out there. How are you connected maybe to some other parts of the neighborhood?
I would say we're good friends with all those other partner agencies and pantries. So there's definitely a local pantry in most parts of the county, and we are... I think it's safe to say good friends with all of them and collaborate and work together. We also support some of those pantries different ways, depending on what the pantry needs. This time of year, we just supplied all of them with turkeys for Thanksgiving. So we want to make sure everybody has that food they need this holiday. But we are in constant communication, and when we have excess produce or excess meat or excess anything that's going to kind of go bad before we can use it fast enough, we call those pantries and make sure that they can use it too and get it to them. So.
All right, now your particular effort, State College Food Bank, where, how many people involved? Give us background about you folks.
So we just moved in March to Gerald Street. If anyone hasn't seen it, we're up on the hill now behind College Gardens and Burger King. We went from about a little bit over 4,000 square feet to 18,000 square feet, which has been amazing for us, which is why we can serve 16% more people. We now can serve all of the county, so that's the other piece. So if people are not able to get to their home-based pantry, they're still eligible to come to our pantry. Or if they need some extra help during the month and they just can't make ends meet that month, they're eligible to come to us, too, to kind of bridge that gap during that time. So how do we operate? We have 5 staff and over 90 weekly volunteers. So we couldn't do it without our volunteer force. They are amazing people and dedicated to what we're doing.
How much better is the setup there, Gerald Street? Because we did the our kiddo is in Scouts, and my wife is the den leader. And when we did the Scouting for Food Day, I was blown away at how efficient that operation was up there. Blown away at the size. I've been in that building before when it was Apple Antiques, but I didn't really put together in my mind the spacing. But it just from a parking standpoint and from just an access standpoint, that just seems like a fantastic location.
We had a moment at the end of that day that we just kind of stepped back and we're like, this is what this building was meant for.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we planned it with that food drive in mind, especially that warehouse.
Yeah.
So it just was effortless, and everybody had such a great time. And anyone that's participated in that drive, I mean, people that leave food outside, we're so grateful for. But the Scouts, it's so much fun. They have so much fun. Like,
they
it's
do.
So nice to see them come in. It's just, like, humbling and heartwarming to see all these young adults and young people doing good and being excited about it. And that building just made it go. I can't even. It was night and day.
Well, and like, just the steps that it saved, because you used to. I can't even imagine.
Just an operational
time. Yes.
Like, the amount of time the food was just physically moved. It used to be moved from, like, the car to a bin to a box to a shelf pack. Like, it just, it moved maybe twice instead of five times.
No,
and it was wonderful.
It was amazing. The operation that was set up there that day was truly,
yes,
absolutely amazing. And thank you to everybody that was involved with that.
Yeah, we love that drive.
Really, really
it is
neat.
So much fun. And that was we actually collected over 26,000 pounds to
right?
our pantry. I don't want to misquote the number the Scouts said, but I feel like the whole county was over 50,000 pounds.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but I think that's what he said the other day.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of food, which is what people need. Yeah.
And you move it all.
Yeah. It goes in, you know those like bins that like watermelons are in at Sam's Club or pumpkins? We put all the bags into those bins.
And they all get taken.
And they all get, yep.
Yeah.
And then we have volunteers in the food bank right now as we're here talking, sorting all the food. So once it's been collected, we have to go through it to make sure it's not open or damaged or expired. And then we sort it. We have a very detailed kind of inventory system because we're getting such a variety of things in our building, we want to make sure we're getting it out before it goes bad and we're not keeping it on the shelf. So we have volunteers checking every single item today. And then sorting it by year and type so we can give it out.
Couple of questions. The my wife, of course, works in the mental health field. And I'm just wondering if we're seeing more, I don't know if it necessarily partnering, but referring with different organizations, because it's not across the board, but certainly if you are in dire straits on, from a food standpoint, chances are that's putting some stress on you mentally as well. I'm just wondering what kind of collaboration I guess we're seeing, where it's like, hey, you know, maybe calling somebody, just could you keep an eye on this or that? Because, again, a lot of this stuff does work together.
It all goes together.
Yeah.
So that's a great question. And we, to come to our food bank, you have to have a referral. We don't turn anyone away. So if someone just walks off the street and doesn't know what to do, we will feed them and then give them the information. But
which is amazing.
We have the philosophy of food is a basic human need, right? And if that need is not being met, it's very likely something else isn't being taken care of either. So by having a referral, you're working through a case management program, and those case managers are equipped to take care of whatever that something else is, right? They can help connect resources. They can help with mental health support. They can help with healthcare. So we work really closely with a ton of different agencies, you name it. If they have a case management program, they can refer to us, the hospital, the school district, CVIM, Center Safe, Housing Transitions, MHID, like the list is endless. So that's really important to us, that we recognize that food is just probably a small part of what's going on.
Yeah.
So making sure that we're helping more holistically.
Would Thanksgiving be your busiest holiday, or is that Christmas, or is it something else?
It's definitely Thanksgiving. It's always been Thanksgiving. We're kind of just like gearing up here for the next week because I feel like it's going to be a little bit.
I guess this is a wacky question. I've always wondered how we don't run out of turkeys, because Thanksgiving, everybody wants a turkey.
This is true. I don't know. There's a lot of turkeys out there. We are very grateful that Giant has just donated 200 turkeys to us. We work really closely with Central Pennsylvania Food Bank that helps us get turkeys at a discounted cost. And our community, actually, everyone's redeeming their turkeys and bringing them in, which is also really helpful. They can also give their, like, certificate at the grocery store to the customer service desk, and then that money is given to us, like, as store credit.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, if they don't want to redeem the turkey. But
that is good to know.
Yes.
I don't think I ever realized that.
Yeah.
Because that is really good to know.
Yeah, it's helpful because we can't redeem the certificate. So, like, if someone brings us the, like, receipt that gets printed out, we're not able to take that back to the store.
You can't. Okay.
They won't let us redeem it because we don't have the Shoppers Club card number to go with it. But
you can redeem.
But if you're in store and you get it, you can take it to the customer service desk and say, give this to the food bank.
That I will start doing that only because we're just very fortunate, our family, but both my wife and I, our parents live in the area, and we both have, we're getting turkeys. It's like, well, there's only,
need
so
many.
Big of eaters.
Yeah.
That is really good to know. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
I will do that sometime later this week.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Fresh turkeys or frozen turkeys?
We will take both. Fresh turkeys we're a little bit more picky about just because we need to make sure that they've followed food safety handling and have been kept at the right temperature. But so if you have a fresh turkey, I would call before bringing it just to confirm that it's something we can receive. Also, there's lots of guidelines on like how meat can be processed. So another reason to call ahead. But if it's been frozen and it's purchased from the grocery store and it's still frozen, don't try to thaw it for us. We don't need that. Because it's going to go right back into the freezer. But
do you need, I think I know the answer, but do you need more volunteers? Are you looking, are there volunteer opportunities in particular, I guess, ahead of Thanksgiving, but also just generally?
I would say all year. If someone's interested in volunteering, we have really great information on our website. Our volunteer coordinators spectacular at that. So definitely check out our website, and we can always use more hands. Yep.
What's the website?
It's scfoodbank.org.
Okay, folks, that's not hard. scfoodbank.org.
Even I can remember that one.
Now, we're coming up to Thanksgiving, all right? 2 weeks from today. When do you do this distribution?
We've been doing it. So we started in October. Families and individuals are eligible to come every 30 days. So we kind of count backwards. And we stop giving it out. We don't like to give out turkeys that Wednesday before Thanksgiving because there's no way you can thaw it and cook it in time. So we pick the date on the calendar that we need to stop giving out Thanksgiving, if you will, and back up 30 days for our clients. So we've been giving them out since October when they come in. And we have lots of like vouchers and programs so people aren't having, if someone doesn't have the freezer space to hold their turkey for 30 days until Thanksgiving, we can work with them and figure that out. But we have to start all the way back in October. And actually, we start next Friday starting holiday distributions for the Christmas holiday.
Now, I mean, do you do this every day?
We do it 3 days a week. So because families, people can come in every 30 days for their 2 weeks worth of groceries, we're seeing different people on a 30-day cycle. So every time we're distributing food, we're distributing out Thanksgiving, at least right now, and then we'll be giving out holiday.
All right, now here's an odd question.
All right.
People can come in every 30 days for 2 weeks of food.
Correct.
How do you determine 2 weeks of food?
It's an estimate. We say that we're giving about 2 weeks worth of food, and it's on a point system depending on how many people are in the household, right? So a household of six is going to leave with more food than a household of two. And it's our rough estimate based on feedback that we've received from our clients that that's roughly how long the food is lasting them.
All right. Assuming the estimates are correct, do you have people that ever come back like every 2 weeks?
So we do give out emergency distributions if someone needs help in the in-between time. We have a good number of individuals that are unhoused currently. So our unhoused individuals are able to come once a week because they don't have the same types of facilities typically to hold 2 weeks worth of food. And then there's a ton of emergency pantries throughout the county that we also support and help. So if someone calls us and needs some help in that in-between time, they can call Center Helps, Housing Transitions, and then we have an emergency pantry with the school district social work team that they're able to then supplement that too.
I was going to say, this is a bit of an uncomfortable question, but do you know, are there people they just keep coming back and back and back and back and back? Or is this more of a, well, I need some help now, I'm okay later? Is there any breakdown about the number of people that are coming over and over and over and over again?
I don't know like a number off the top of my head, but I can tell you anecdotally from being in that space, it's all of the above. We have some families, I've been at the food bank for 7.5 years, and we have some families that I have seen every month since the day I started working there. And then we have some families that are individuals that come in and we see them for 6 months while they're having a really hard time, and they get off, you know, they're back on their feet and we don't see them again. So sometimes people come in once and we never see them again. It kind of really just depends on the situation and what's going on. I would say the people that I have seen since day one when I've been there, they are working hard, but there's a lot of barriers to them not being able to afford food. Maybe there's some mental health issues and they're unable to work. Maybe it's a single person who's able to work but taking care of three of their family members who maybe some are disabled, maybe some are children. You know, one person's salary, depending on what job you have in this town, can't actually pay all your bills. And then if you're taking care of other people, it doesn't go very far. So there's so many different... Everybody's got a different story, and all of them are really hard, right?
You touched on something, too, because I do think it's important. If you have not been referred and you're like, man, circumstance has occurred mm-hmm. here, and I don't know where my next meal is coming from. I don't know how I'm getting my kids fed. People can go there, and, I mean, it is a process that yes. moving forward, but you can get that
yes.
immediate
don't
help, and I think that's important.
Don't be scared to call us. Our staff is so accommodating and so helpful, and I just think so empathetic and kind, and yeah. we know that life is hard for everybody, regardless of situations, right? So coming to the food bank shouldn't be hard, and we try really hard to make sure, like, we work every day to make sure that that is the case for everyone that's coming to us. So if anyone's listening and needs food, just call us, and we will help take it from there. We can make sure you have food tonight, and you're not going hungry.
All right, let's take a break right yep. here. Our guest is Elaine Beck from State College Food Bank. We have some more questions for Elaine. Also, we're going to share some ways that you can help that we've sort of talked about. But once again, this year, 98.7 The Fox, we're trying to do our part in just getting the word out, and we're doing a promotion with Giant Food Stores this year. This actually starts tomorrow, and we will give some details on the other side of the break, how you can help out your neighbors. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Very important stuff on a Thanksgiving Eve of sorts. We'll be right back.
Get that feeling. Get the feeling. It's The Fox.
Here's the WeatherBell.com Vitality Foxcast.
Some sunshine and chilly today, high 47. Moonlit skies, not as cold tonight, the low 28 to 32. But tomorrow, thickening clouds, might be a little bit of rain in the afternoon, the high temperature 42 degrees. Friday, morning clouds, then becoming partly sunny.
This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The college wrestling season kicks off with the NWCA All-Star Classic on Saturday, November 16th at Rec Hall. We'll have complete coverage right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. 5 Nittany Lions will be among the 30 wrestlers competing in this year's All-Star event. Don't miss Bo Bartlett as he takes on last year's national champion Jesse Mendez of Ohio State at 141. Shane Van Ness returns at 149 to face Ty Waters of West Virginia. Tyler Kasak will wrestle Peyton Keller of Ohio U at 157. Levi Haynes makes his 174-pound debut against Cade DeVos of South Dakota State. And Carter Storace begins his quest for an unprecedented 5th national title against returning national champion at 184, Parker Kekizen of Northern Iowa. Listen for my coverage of this great event on Saturday, November 16th, starting at 6:45 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Center Hall Farm Store is ready to meet all of your feed needs. Whether you're feeding livestock, pets, wildlife, or birds, stop in and let the Center Hall Farm Store provide the best food options for the animals in your life. And with winter coming, now is the time to stock up on wood pellets from the Center Hall Farm Store. Check them out in person at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. 110 Allison Street in Center Hall.
Go time! Penn State fans, the Stick City Ultimate Tailgate Experience is back. Live DJ, food, drinks, and
Penn State football legends
all in one place.
Secure your spot now by going to DisruptYouPSU.com.
Your pass includes all you can eat plus two complimentary drinks. The Stick City Tailgate is located at Mettler Field, directly across from the main entrance to Beaver Stadium. I'll see you there.
Even the best athletes go through slumps and need professional support to get back on track. If you're going through some tough times, Autumn Spring Counseling is ready to help you get a game plan for success. Check out our website at autumnspring.co or call 814-826-3737 and sign Counselor Joshua Kirby to your team to help face the challenges of anxiety, depression, grief, and loss. That's autumnspring.co, autumnspring.co.
It is a Thursday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We'll have a little open phone time coming up in the final segment of this morning's show.
Again, we're joined by Elaine Beck from the State College Food Bank. Now, very quickly, we'll mention we're doing this this year with Giant Food Stores, and this all starts tomorrow at the Rolling Ridge Drive Giant Store. Now, that's South Atherton Street. Mm-hmm. That's that end of town. Our folks will be there tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we'll be doing some live, I guess, announcing and drops and, you know, all those broadcasting terms.
Yes.
tomorrow between 8 and 2. If you can bring non-perishable food there, that's great. Cash, great. Mm-hmm. All that stuff, great. Next Friday, we'll be at the Martin Street location. Now, that's off North Atherton Street. And then on the 29th, we will be at the Benner Pike Giant location. That's the one near Belfont. All right, going up toward Belfont or coming down from Belfont. So if you can help out in that regard, that would be great.
I want to clarify one thing, just with the turkey certificates.
Yeah.
They just then contact you. If I go to the customer service, do I then take something to the food bank, or Giant then just...
Giant takes care of it.
That's what I thought you were saying, and I'm like, I just want to make sure.
They don't give us turkeys for that. It's a financial trade that they give.
Yeah, got it.
All right, now, Elaine, we have these folks in the neighborhood called college students.
Yeah, we do.
We've got a few of them. They can utilize your services.
Correct,
and B, any idea how many do that?
Guys, I don't have numbers off the top of my head. I'm sorry. But I can tell you, in the last year, we've seen that number go up. So we started working on campus. They have an office called the Office of Student Care and Advocacy. And anyone that's familiar with Center Helps, it's very similar to Center Helps on campus. So they are there to help any student in need with anything. It's a case management type of program. They are now doing referrals for us. So if any Penn State student needs food, they need to go through that office. And the hope is then that the university can help them with other struggles that they're having.
Okay. So if you're a Penn State student and you're listening, they call you? They call
them? They can call us, and we'll tell them to call. It's the Student Care and Advocacy Center.
Okay, so that's an office.
Yeah, you can just Google it. It'll show up pretty easily.
Okay.
Yep. And it's a wonderful office. They have a lot of resources for students. But there's also the Lions Pantry on campus, and we work closely with them, too. So students are eligible to go to the Lions Pantry, and that is no questions asked. They can go whenever they need.
And I was on campus recently. I think I've seen signs for Lions Pantry.
Probably.
So if you're a student, be on the lookout for those signs.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming they're all over campus.
Yeah.
And follow the directions.
It's over by like the Lions Surplus store, kind of behind there, where you would park now to go to the Arboretum and the Art Museum, kind of back behind that.
Okay. All right. Now, Elaine, I do not want to get political. I don't care who you voted for president. We're not going there.
Okay.
Not going there.
But I'm now, not going there.
Multiple times you said the numbers just keep going up.
Yeah.
Now, a naive question. Why?
I think there's a handful of reasons why. For us in particular, we've seen the number going up really kind of steadily since 2021. So I think the pandemic had a big impact on people's lives. I also think it helped in a positive way give awareness to food insecurity. So I think there was a lot of people out there who were struggling and didn't know that there was help. And I think that's still the case now. We have put a lot of time and effort and outreach into reaching more people. We know that they're there. So by serving more people, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, right? Like, I think we want our numbers to be going up because that's indicating to me we're reaching the people that need food.
Do you still see people who are reluctant because they are proud? They don't want to
admit.
And I'm just telling you, as you get older, you realize in different ways, every single person, I don't care how rich, how poor, how mentally stable, how mentally unstable, somewhere along the way, we all need some help, folks. Like, it just is a reality. Are we doing better, I guess, a broad question, in removing the stigma? And again, I think sometimes it's not, I think it's a perceived stigma, because again, we don't want to be, well, I've worked my tail off. I don't. How can I need food? Yeah. Well, you do, and
it's
the
okay.
Help is there. Take it.
We're here to help. There's a lot of research that's showing there's a population that's more commonly kind of known as the working poor. We like to call it ALICE, and ALICE is someone stands for asset limited, income constrained, and employed. Okay. The data in Center County shows that 40% of people living in Center County would be identified as ALICE or in poverty. That's a lot of people
that's
in our county. And that's someone that is living paycheck to paycheck, just making ends meet, but then let's say your car breaks down, then you can't get to work. And you don't have the savings to pay for that. And very quickly, you could be falling kind of into that poverty cycle and needing more and more resources and help. And they're there. We're here to help. Or it's someone that maybe you have an unexpected medical expense, right? You go to the doctor and something is horribly wrong and you need to take off work and you need to have surgery. And how are you paying your bills and not working? It could happen to anybody, and I think while we're not talking politics, hunger doesn't know politics, and it doesn't discriminate to one side or the other. It can affect anybody, and I think that's what's important to remember, and that everybody's situation is so. There's so many pieces to the puzzle, and we're here to help, and we're not here to judge, and that's why we don't have an income guideline. We want to make sure people feel comfortable coming. We're not going to judge whether or not you're managing your money correctly. We have food. We've never run out. Thanks to food drives like this, thanks to the Scouts, I don't foresee a future where we're going to run out because we live in an amazing community that is here to help. So,
you've touched a couple times on the empathy, and I will tell you, your group is amazing. Is there training that goes into that? I mean, because... And I use this example maybe too often, but Mel Curtis, I think about a year ago, was talking and about how the importance of not judging, and there's always more there. And he used the example, and I've been using it ever since, where there was a very nice car that rolled up, and this older gentleman got out, and Mel said, a couple of the students that were volunteering were helping, mm-hmm. and were kind of rolling their eyes like, what is up? What? Come on. And Mel's like, there's a story here.
Yeah.
Like, this guy isn't here just trying to hoard food, I guarantee you. And he got the story, which was they had lost, they had retired,
mm-hmm.
living comfortably, not extremely well off, but they had their needs met. And their daughter died and had three kids. Well, that is a heck of a life change.
Yep.
Because they are now taking in the three kids, and they're like, we're on a fixed income, and yeah, we have a nice car, but we needed to get around. And so the importance, I guess, of not prejudging, and is it a training, or you just talk to people as they come in? Hey, empathy, because you don't know what people are going through.
We have not had specific training. I think our staff are just, you kind of
naturally,
end up in this world naturally, if that's the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
But we have over 90 volunteers. The way we carry ourselves as an organization and the way we present is really important to us. And I feel like I'm a broken record saying, like, the hardest thing anyone should have to do is walk through our doors. And once they're through them, it should be easy and safe and welcoming. And I feel like our staff is just constantly reminding our volunteers that. But
yeah.
I think this time of year is so hard, right? And we're seeing so many people, and it's just, it's hard for everybody, regardless if you're food insecure or not, right? Like, I've got two kids, and I'm already in the chaos of, like, Christmas shopping for them and everybody else, and school projects and activities and concerts, right? And it's just a lot. So taking people where they are and not making assumptions, right? I wouldn't judge anyone by the outside. We don't know what's going on in anyone's house until you're living in it. And I think that's just important to remember. And I mean, that car example is great. We see that too. I've heard people say, well, look, if they've got a fancy car, why don't they just sell it? But that doesn't actually fix the problem. Maybe they own that car, right? Why would you sell a car that you own outright?
Right. And now you're
in a different kind of situation. And maybe that car is the most reliable thing you have right now. So you just never know what's going on. And we saw a lot of that during the pandemic. A lot of, like, families that had dual incomes and made life choices based on two incomes, which everybody would do, right? You would buy the house and the car and do the sports teams and things, and then parent A loses their job, and that income's cut in half, right? And it's not like you can just sell your house and...
Right.
But it's just not realistic, and people are going through some hard stuff, so we just want to be a safe space for them.
Now, I think you touched on this a little earlier. If people just want to give cash, you will take cash.
Oh, we love cash.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, when you get cash, I mean, do you go to Giant? Do you go to Wise? Do you go to Wegmans? Or do you have, like, some special network of connections that you can use to, you know?
Both. All of the above. So we just ordered some holiday food from Giant last week. We order produce from Wegmans regularly. So something that we're doing that I don't know a lot of... I don't know if people realize it's happening. So all of our local retail stores are donating to us. So 3 days a week, we are out in town picking up perishable food that has had to be pulled off the shelf. Not necessarily because it's bad, but because they have fresh perishable food coming in, right? Or they get a bag of apples and there's one moldy one in there. They're not going to sell that bag of apples, but you can still use the 11 other apples in that dozen that are still really good. So it's really convenient. Like with Wegmans, we can also then order some extra produce when we're there and pick it up. Giant's really great at doing some kind of bigger bulk orders for us, for specific items. If you haven't seen us, you might see us in Sam's Club pushing around a cart full of stuffing. people love to question us when we're out shopping at the grocery store. It's kind of comical. But we also have great resources through Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. They're out of Williamsport. I like to describe them as like the United Way of food banks, right? They're a partner agency of ours. And because of that, we can purchase through them at a discounted rate all the way down to almost 18 cents a pound, depending on what we're purchasing. We work with a great group out of Altoona, W.S. Lee. So it's across the board. If someone has food and we can get it from them, we've probably ordered it from them. We get all our, we purchase a lot of our meat from Beerley's up in Spring Mills. Those guys are amazing. They're in our building once a week dropping off meat. So we try to spread the love and purchase everywhere.
All right, let's go backwards.
Okay.
What do you not want? Like, no, no, that food, no, that's not on our list.
I don't want your expired food or your open food, for sure.
I was thinking kinds of food.
Things that I would avoid are, like, baby food. I think there's a kind of misconception that people need baby food, but you can purchase baby food if you have WIC dollars. So we don't need baby food. Diapers, that kind of stuff, are always appreciated. But, like, little things of mushed up peas, we don't need that. Besides that, I'm not sure there's anything we don't really need.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Who doesn't love a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Come on, man.
People have brought us a lot of Halloween candy, right? We still have some Halloween candy, but we give it out. I mean, everybody loves a good sweet treat, right?
Sure.
We're set up like a grocery store. Our pantry is called what's called Client Choice. So people come in and shop for free. So having that variety on the shelf is a lot of fun, right? And being able to put out tons of different types of salad dressing besides ranch and Italian, or different types of Progresso soups, different spaghetti sauces, shapes of pasta, boxes of cereal, right? The variety that you would get at the grocery store, we love to replicate in our pantry. So,
are there specific things that you see that are like pretty standard favorites? It's like, boy, if we can always use more of
ready-to-eat soups. Like the Progresso, Chunkies, I know like Campbell's has some ready-to-eat soups.
Yeah.
Those ready-to-eat soups are very popular. Same with spaghetti sauce. People love, we eat spaghetti probably once a week in our house, right? Like good jars of spaghetti sauce.
Yes.
There's some things that we tend to purchase more just to have like staples in our pantry. Like we like to have flour and sugar and oil, butter, those types of things. So those are where those donor dollars come into play, because we can purchase those things. Salad dressing, condiments, all of it. But definitely ready to eat soups. Fruit is also something that is, I think, more expensive in the world of canned food items. So we don't always have a lot of variety in our fruit. It's applesauce, mandarin oranges, and juice a lot of the time. So we always love getting canned fruit. Pineapple.
Got the caviar section of the food bank?
I don't know if we've actually ever gotten caviar, but we have. I know we've gotten like canned escargot. We have a shelf in the food. We have like a little break room kitchen for our staff and volunteers. And we have... they laugh at me because I was the one that made it happen, but there's like shelves of like expired food on there, like the most like oldest product people have donated to us. Like there's things in there that aren't dated, right? So when did they start putting expiration dates on food? Like it's pre that, right? So we love all those fun, interesting things. They keep, that's like the highlight of sometimes of our day is when we're like, look at this really cool thing someone donated.
So you have a food museum.
We do. We do.
It's a food museum. Amazing. I want to come see the food museum.
Yes.
There we go. Well, we're about out of time here. Now, again, we're doing this tomorrow at the giant Rolling Ridge Drive. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Hills Plaza for folks that still use that term, off South Atherton. Tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you can bring food, if you can bring cash, look for our sign and our folks there. It'll be a big, I don't know, box or something there.
We do have a list on our website. So if you go to scfoodbank.org, there is a needs list on there of like what our top priority needs are, that gets changed regularly depending on our inventory. So that's always a good place to start.
Now, again, if folks want to find you, where are you?
We're at 169 Gerald Street, and they just need to go to our website. They can call us. There's a lot of great information on there.
Yeah, so right at the top of the hill.
It's Avenue behind the Burger King,
College
Gardens, up on the hill.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Lane, good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for the food drive. We're looking forward to it.
Well, we want to help because you keep saying the numbers keep going up.
Yeah.
We'd like the number. We want to put you out of business, Elaine.
Well.
That'd be nice.
Someday.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Maybe.
All right. But we appreciate your time and good luck to you and your group.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping advocate for us. We appreciate that.